Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I am joined by my co-host, my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And we are so excited today because we have a special guest with us today. We will be speaking with Godfrey Young on today, and he is the author of the new book, just released, The Heart of a Good Man. So I want you to go ahead and tell somebody to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/power, blogtalkradio.com/power, so that they can be privy to this interview that's going to go forward. This man has a testimony. This man has some insight into relationships that is going to change the way that you look at life, and it's also going to change the way that you look at your husband, that you look at your wife, the way that you look at your relationships. So I want to invite you to go ahead and call somebody. Tell them to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/power because you are in for a real blessing from the Lord on today. And you know that Pastor Anthony and I are always blessed to have you with us. The chat room is open. The phone lines will be open on later on today so that you can call in and speak to the author. You can call in and speak to the pastors and call in for prayer or call in for anything that may be on your heart at any particular time during this broadcast. The phone lines are always open, and we believe in prayer. So before I bring our guest on and before I bring my husband on, I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then we're going to move forward with what the Lord has in store for us today. Amen, amen, and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you because you are worthy. You are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you for life today. We thank you, Lord, for life eternally and life more abundantly. We thank you, God, for this time that you have allowed us to be together here on this internet broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for the man of God who has written this book, The Heart of a Good Man. We thank you for the man of God who covers this ministry, Pastor Anthony Simmons. God, we thank you, Lord, for, Father God, every listener. We ask that you bless every listener, every person that tunes in live, every person that calls, and every person that listens to the archive. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Answer some questions, some hard questions that they have in their hearts, God. And, Lord, we pray that at the end of this time that you will indeed be glorified. So we pray this prayer in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, God bless you, honey.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. I said, God bless you. I love you. I felt like saying, I love you. I love you, baby.
You might as well tell the truth, shame the devil.
Amen.
I love you too.
Amen. Praise God. We might as well say what's on our heart. Amen. And that's why I'm so excited because we have a Godfrey Young with us on today, and we have both read his book. So I'm going to just go ahead and bring him on the air. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Godfrey.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Pastor Anthony, God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
It's so good to have you with us. I was on MySpace, and I met you on MySpace, and when you told me about your book, that your book had been released, The Heart of a Good Man, I said, you know what? I just felt in my spirit, Godfrey, that I needed to help you to get this book out, to promote this book, to get this message out. Without even reading the book, I just felt in the spirit that it was something that men and women needed to read, the young and the old, the married and the single. So I'm just so blessed that you took me up on my offer to have you here on the internet broadcast.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Amen. Amen. And like I was saying, Pastor Anthony and I both have read your book, And we're blessed. We are blessed by it. Pastor Anthony has some questions for you, and we're going to just go ahead and move forward. I want to let everybody know who's listening that we're speaking with Godfrey Young, and he's the author of the just-released book, The Heart of a Good Man. And if you've tuned in, you can see that his title is on the page, so you can go right in and look at the synopsis of the book on Amazon.com. The book is available on Amazon. The book is available at offthehouse.com, and it's also available at myspace.com/heartofagoodman. But we're going to talk to this author, and I want to welcome everybody who's coming into the chat room, Atlanta Jason, and also Mrs. Dana Neal. God bless you. Good afternoon. Good morning to some of you. It's good to see you here. Pastor Anthony, I'm going to just open up the floor for you because I know you have some things that you want to say to and things that you want to speak to our guest about.
Yeah, I just want to just tell Brother Godfrey off the top that I'm just glad he obeyed God and wrote this book because it's such a powerful book, and the time, you know, of the release of the book is just so needed. I read the book, and I was so blessed by the book, and as a man, I can just say the anointing of God was on his life as he wrote this book. And I don't flatter people. I just try to tell the truth. And as I read the book, he touched on so much. And I know we don't have time during this program, but he touched on the issues in the church. He spoke primarily to the men of God, the young brothers who are out here. He spoke to the older men. But more than that, he didn't just blot off opinion. He knows the word of the Lord. And his personal testimony is in the book. There's so much in the book. But I just want to say to him, it's something that caught my attention right away, as he probably will share some of the insight of the book. But as I read the book and I got into the book, one of the things that caught my attention was that he said, God has to break us before he can make us. And the heart of a good man, that's the remedy for the heart of a good man to really seek God. And that's all throughout the book. And Brother Godfrey, I just want to say, What was it that inspired you to write this book? And I understand, you know, your personal testimony, and I was really moved by that, and you can share that with us as well. But aside from that, what compelled you to write this awesome book at this time?
Pastor, God used me to write this book through the experience that I have gone through, and I was honored that God used me. And the book speaks the truth. I have learned that God, I asked God one day, do we have anyone that will speak the truth? And God said, yes, you are the one that will speak the truth. Mm. So God used me to write this book. I said, God, I will live for you, and God, I will die for you. Even though through the experience of the passing of my wife, I was that ungodly man. I was that wicked man that did not love and cherish and honor and respect my wife. But one day God took my wife from me. Now God said, what are you going to do now? What I did, I gave my whole life to God. I have never been the same again. God used me to write this book. This book speaks the truth. This book is real. A man must realize that he must be in line with God and must follow God. If a man is in line with God, he will be able to lead his family. And I'm so glad and honored that God used me to write the book, The Heart of a Good Man.
Amen, amen. And it is again, I echo a powerful piece because we see the dysfunction in our society. We see how families are falling apart. We understand statistics on divorce and, in the church, out of the church. And one of the things that you address is the megachurch syndrome, not just the megachurch, the church at large. Whether it's a storefront or mega church, you said we are in a mega mess and only God can fix it. And so as far as, calling the body of Christ to accountability, what words of wisdom and insightful revelation from God do you have for us overall? Because the heart of a good man is where it starts. And if there is a man, the women are listening, they have a husband, they have a son, they have an uncle, the heart of a good man, we're going to get into that, what exactly that is. But as far as your overall, just a overall view of what's going on in the body of Christ, can you speak to us as Christians today what we need to do?
But number one, we need to start praising God more than we praise in man. Mm. Because most Christians today, they praise man more than they praise God. And it's time for the man of God, the women of God, to be real for God. And as we walk through the life of Christ, we must be in line with God all the time. We have Christians that goes to church and praise man more than they're praising God. But we have to focus our eyes on God, because God is our Savior. Man cannot save us. God is the Creator. Man is not the Creator. So we must line up with God. People have to be real and recognize that we have Sodom and Gomorrah on earth again. So we must line up with God and trust God, believe God. It's not about man anymore. It's all about Jesus.
Amen. I totally agree with that. You know, being a pastor and understanding one of the things that you highlight in the book is that a pastor, a shepherd, is supposed to know his sheep. And sometimes you got to go through, you know, loops and hoops just to get to your man of God or woman of God. And God has never had that diagram or that way of doing church in the earth before. Jesus always took the time. And as he did the miracles, he told the people not to tell anyone. Yet the church always runs, you know, to give the clarion call of what we do. And, you know, the Bible reminds us that we're not supposed to let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. So we get to the place where, as you point out in your book, that so many men are drawing attention to themselves instead of, as you did time and time in your book, point people to God. Now, I just want to get into some specifics, and let's start with marriage. As you said, you know, God, you know, through your personal testimony, you know, with your own marriage and how God humbled you and gave you a second chance in so many areas, even, you know, being a father, and now I understand a grandfather. This thing, Matt, what's going on with marriage? I love when you talked about the LRCH, if I can recall it correctly.
Well, Pastor, and don't tell the whole book.
I ain't going to tell the whole book. But
amen.
I want him to give us those ingredients that make a marriage work. He gives so much. This is just a tidbit.
And we can't. I know. The book is awesome. It's an awesome book.
Amen. And just those initials, you can elaborate on that, some of the key things that make marriage work.
Okay. A man must love, cherish, honor, and respect his wife or his mate. First, a man must respect himself. But people have to realize that a marriage is a commitment and a relationship, not a partnership, because you can be partnered with several different partners. But that's what marriage is all about. That's the main ingredient in a marriage. And a man must love himself first before he can love his wife. And that's why it's important that a man must stay in line with God in order to be the leader with his wife, because the husband and wife are one. Because 1 + 1, people say 1 + 1 = 2. But in a marriage, 1 + 1 = 1, because you are one.
My
and
God.
A man must put his wife first. That's the main important thing.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Anthony, can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead. Dive right in there. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Brother Goffey, I was moved by your testimony. I mean, the book got me from the time that I opened the book, that you actually had been not appreciative of the woman that the Lord had given you, and then you lost her, she went home to be with the Lord. And I guess this was a wake-up call for you. But my question for you was, did you say that you turned your life totally over to the Lord? Did you have to go through some stages before you got there? I mean, did you go through anger? Did you go through hurt? Did you go through guilt? And how did God bring you through these stages to the point where you can stand up today and have this testimony and write this book?
Well, Pastor, what happened is that the last night that my wife was alive, she say, "Honey, help me, I can't breathe." I ran down the hall to get the nurse. I ran back to the room. I was looking in my wife's eyes. My wife was looking through my eyes. And then I saw my wife's eyes lose life. And it seemed like something on the inside ripped me apart. Half of me was ripped apart. And I ran down the hall. And I was about to lose my mind. And then after my wife passed away, I sat there and I cried and I wept. Then I went outside and looked up in the sky and said, "God, why? God, why?" He said, "Now are you ready to serve me?" I was that man that was going to church, going through the motions, pretending to praise God, pretending to serve God. And my wife was a good wife, but I was that wicked man that did not love, cherish, honor, and respect my wife. Go to bed at night angry with my wife. There is no guarantee we are going to wake up the next morning. But now I am that man that God used me like never before. I would like to say to every man, it is a blessing to have a wife. It is a blessing. Because if I had that chance over again, there would not be a week or a day go by that I would not give my wife flowers. I would tell my wife every day that I love her. Even when a man go to work in the morning, he must realize when he leaves, he is leaving half of himself behind, and that half is his wife. But a man must cleave to his wife and stick with his wife, love, cherish, honor, respect her all the time, just not one day, but every day.
Amen, and praise God. And we have Jason from Atlanta in the chat room, and he says, I also believe that in marriage, we realize that our covenant is made with God. So how we treat our spouse is not dependent on how they treat us. We love because of our covenant with God. Now, I agree with that totally, and God bless you, Brother Jason. I want to also welcome To Be Enlightened to the chat room. And I have one more question. I'm going to give it back to Pastor Anthony. So when you realized that your wife was gone, and was that the point where you realized how much you loved her? And then the other question is, did you have to go through a healing process before you gave your life totally to God, or did you at that moment say, you know what, God, I got it, and I'm giving my life to you right now?
Well, Pastor, what happened is that when, after my wife's funeral, I would drive the freeway crying all the way to my wife's grave. I ran up to my wife's grave, and I stood there, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. I said, God, can you please take this pain from me? I said, God, I gave you my life. I gave God my life. I said, God, I want to be real for you. From then on, I was real for God. I walk for God. I stay in line with God. I'm telling you, any man, I hope this never happens to any man, because I'm telling you, God will break you in order to make you. And I'm telling you, I'm in line with God now. I'm serving God every day. But like I said, it is a process. But all I do now is walk with God every day, and he leads me, guides me, and show me how to go on the right way and serve him. That's what it's all about, having a personal relationship with God, and I have it now. Not
Amen.
Half a relationship, but a full relationship.
Amen. Praise God. And I do sense a sense of urgency for you to get this message out. Why is it so important for you to get this message out right now?
The reason why it's so important, because we have so many men that are naive and don't understand, don't love, cherish, honor, and respect their wives. And, you know, and we don't have too many books out there to really teach the men how to love, cherish, honor himself, love himself first, and then love him.
Amen. Pastor.
Make a change. That's what it's all about. In
Amen.
Your heart, by letting God make the change.
Amen. Pastor Anthony?
Yes. I just want to, you know, I have a two-part question. And number one, one of the things that he just said, a lot of men are naive. And one of the things he addressed, you know, in the book is how men think about women, how we respect women, or how we look toward women. I want you to address that issue as far as what you see, not just with this young generation, but even with some of us older generation, you know, the player out there, the Mac Daddy. You know, how we look at women and how we, you know, like you said, degrade them through music or other means. So as far as your insight on that, being specific, we understand that everything stems from Jesus and the Word of God. But there are some people listening now who are not in depth with the Bible. They don't know the principle of Jesus' teaching. Can you give us just a foundational start how men should look at you know, how men should look at the opposite sex and really get themselves together and put it in a certain perspective or context? Again, I read the book, and I know one of the things that you talk about was that, you know, that's someone's daughter. So how do we get to the place where it's not just a flesh thing or a temptation or a sexual thing, but how can we look at the opposite sex and respect them for the woman of God that they are?
Well, number one, Pastor, a man must respect himself. And then a man has to realize that a woman is special in God's eyes. And men think that he's stronger than a woman. And men think that, you know, they're a macho man and they don't care. It's all men. Ask yourself this question. Can you have a baby? I don't think so. Now, who are the stronger ones? So a man must realize that a woman is here to work with him, not to work against him, because they are women. Also, a man must cherish, love, and honor, respect all women, because God created a woman, and a woman is special in God's eyes. And we have to love and cherish what we have, because you never know when God may take the husband or the wife away. And we must love our wives and cherish her and honor her. Because, like I said before, a woman is special in God's eyes.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I know our listeners are being blessed. Now, the second question is for me directly, believe it or not. I am one who believes that I do have a lot of knowledge on different topics, but one of my, I don't even call it a weakness, but it is a weakness, is that I over-talk sometimes. And I know
no.
I was reading my wife on the phone.
Pastor Anthony.
Sometimes I get a little wordy, and I think I know it all sometimes. But one of the things that ministered to me directly in a book is that you said, you know, sometimes men, not just from anger or thinking we got it all together, but sometimes we need to just step back, listen, and be quiet. Can you speak to that? Because you point out the fact that men and women do think differently. And sometimes for me, that's a challenge to be on that listening and trying to understand the emotions and everything else attached to the way God has designed and formed women.
Well, Pastor, communication is everything in a marriage. And a man must realize and must listen to his wife. See, sometimes a man just do not want to listen because he don't want to deal with the truth. But a man has to listen to his wife. It's so much easier to listen to your wife. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. In order to come to agreement, you must disagree. So a man must listen to his wife. Sometimes a man just wants a macho guy, just don't want to listen to his wife. He go on and on and on. Most of the time, a woman is right. If a man listens to his wife, the wife will help him, his helpmate. And she's not there to hurt him. She's there to help him. So we as men must realize all a woman wants to do is just to listen. We have to stop being so stubborn, hard-headed, and start listening to our wives. Just listen. It's not hard to listen. Like I said before, the woman is right most of the time anyway.
I was praying that you would say that again. I was praying. Just say it again, Brother Jason. Praise God.
It's right most of the time anyway. Yeah, we have just to listen. That's what a woman wants us to do. Just to listen. Listen. He that has an ear, let him hear what does say the Lord. We must listen to our wives.
Amen. And the Lord does tell us to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And that is just so important in our relationships. And it's not necessarily that the woman is right all of the time, although we are, but that's because God gave us that anointing. See, what men have to realize is that God gave us the anointing to be their helpmeet. Yeah, and you said it earlier, Brother Godfrey, that we are here to help. We are here to help. We are not the enemy. And so often I think relationships go wrong because the man does not realize, or maybe he does, but there are other things in the way, like pride and ego and stubbornness, that prevents the man from realizing that woman, even though it seems like she's nagging, she's really trying to help. Amen. And I want to ask you, what is the heart of a good man? Because I know that it's not just about men and women being together. You cover so many different topics in your book, and I want to open up the phone lines after this question. But what is the heart of a good man? What is that exactly?
The heart of a good man is about, one, lining up with God and following God. And like I said, love, cherish, honor, and respect. Love the people. Yes, caring about the people and the homeless. Being just having a heart just to love the people. And the main important thing is serving God. That's the heart of a good man. And the book speaks about 60 different topics in the book about the heart of a good man.
Yes.
That tells you how to be a heart of a good man. So the heart of a good man is very deep and is very real. So the main important thing about the heart of a good man, number one, is being real. Being real with yourself. If you be real with yourself, then you'll be able to be real with others. And that's what it's all about.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we're speaking with our guest on today, Godfrey Young, who is the author of the new book just released, The Heart of a Good Man. And as you've heard his testimony, he has gone through something that has given him the anointing to be able to minister in this particular area. If you have a question for him or if you want to speak with him or to comment on this particular topic, you can call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. And as you know, Pastor Anthony and I do not endorse a lot of people or things, but we believe in this book. We believe in the message that is contained within this book, and we believe that this book was anointed and ordained by God. So we have put it up on our page. If you want to just click on the title, click on the book, and go over to take a look at this book. And while you're there, purchase it. Pick up a copy for your husband. Pick up a copy for your wife. Pick up a copy for a young man that you may be mentoring so that they can get this message. A lot of single men, I believe every single man needs to read this book before you even get married. Buy a copy of this book for a gift, a birthday present, or a Christmas present. Buy a copy of this book, and the information is invaluable. You will definitely be edified by the information contained within this book. So again, the phone lines are open. You can call in while we continue this conversation about the heart of a good man with author Godfrey Young. Pastor Anthony?
Yeah, I pray someone calls in with a specific question of what's on your heart. Because Brother Godfrey Young is really a powerful man of God, very insightful, very wise person during the times in which we're living in. And as you begin to dial those numbers, I just have one more thought right now. We see in the book, you know, as the people begin to read the book, but as Pastor Rick and I just said, we read the book. You address some issues that you say, you know, sometimes the church dance around, primarily sometimes the issue of abortion and homosexuality. We're going to touch those in a minute. But I want to ask you, you know, as we minister, as we are current people of God, sometimes I hear this term, you know, let's keep it real. And we sometimes detract from the word of God and, you know, the methods of that the Bible teaches how to minister and win souls over for Christ. And you keeping it real. And that's why you said men got to line up their lives with God. Is that your idea of keeping it real, or do we got to change our music or our approach in evangelism? Or can we just keep it real and give them the real truth that we all need God?
Yes, Pastor, it's time for a mega change, as I have written about. It's time for a mega change because man has made a mega mess. Mm-hmm. We don't need another mega church. And it's time for the walls of man to come down, and the walls of Jesus must go up. It's time for Christians, it's time for everyone to praise God more than they praise man. And that is the problem in the churches today. We go to church and some have some people just going through the motion. But we have to recognize who God is and be real for God. Not only keep it real, but be real. That's what it's all about. Not get ready, but be ready when Jesus comes. And that's what it's all about. Most people say get ready, but it's not about getting ready. You got to be ready because you don't know when God's going to come. God, it is time for men not to just preach, but it's time to be real for God. People are hungry for the truth. The truth will set you free, or it will destroy you. God is looking for men and women to be real for him. That's what it's all about, being real, because we've got to see Jesus. But if we serve man, we will never see Jesus. It's all about God and nothing else.
Wow, and I'm glad that you said men and women. I want to say God bless you to Nova Gasson, just joined us in the chat room. I'm glad that you said men and women. How can women, we've been talking about men, and the title of your book is The Heart of a Good Man. How can women benefit from reading The Heart of a Good Man?
Well, if they read the book, they go to a point, there's a section there about the wicked man's mind, how wicked men think. There's so many things in the book that will really help women. But that for every woman that is going through a marriage or relationship and they having a problem with their husband or their friend or their mate, and they trapped inside of this box and don't know how to get out, God is the only one who can get you out of this box. But the mind of a wicked man would explain to a woman that is caught up in that box and don't know how to get out. Some women are caught in that box. First thing they would say that I cannot go on my own because I have children. I cannot take care of myself. And they use that as an excuse to stay with the abuser. But a man has to realize that his hand's not made to use to punch a woman as a punching bag. His hand was made for holding and caressing her because a woman is a queen and a diamond. And a man must love and cherish a woman. And that's what it's all about. That's what the book is all about.
Amen.
So many, like I said, so,
Pastor Anthony, let me get one more question then. And again, the phone lines are open. Now, amen. Now, you were not a good man, what you would consider to be a good man. What advice do you have for a woman who's in a relationship with someone like you were? What do we do? Do we hang in there? Do we pray for you? Do we stay with you if you're not abusive, if you're not punching us, but you're just not a good man? You're giving us grief, a headache. What do we do when we have a man that's giving us problems, but it's not to the extent of abuse?
Well, what you have to do, you have to give that man over to God, and you have to pray for that man. Eventually, if that man watches his wife walk, if that wife is serving God, staying in line with God, that man will eventually come around. But you have to pray and give it to God. Not keep praying and say, God, help my husband, God, do this. No, once you pray to God, start praising God for the things that he's going to do. And I guarantee if you have the faith, God will deal with the situation. But we as women have to realize that man is the leader as long as he's in line with God. But like I said, if a man is abusive to a woman do not have to stay in that situation. I believe that you have to have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and common sense. God, you have to follow God. God will let you know what to do. Follow your heart and not your mind.
Amen and praise God. Welcome guest 375. And I see Mrs. D. Neal in the chat room. She said, or for women to punch a man, because you do have women who are abusive towards men. What do you, that's not a good woman. What do you say to men who are not married and they're looking for their wife? What would a man look for in a wife?
Number one, when a man looks for his wife, he must be in line with God. He must let God lead him to his wife. The Bible says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And a man must think with his heart, not with his mind. And a man has to realize if he let God lead him to his wife, he will be led right because God will not lead you wrong. Like I said, you have to think with your heart, not with your mind.
Amen. Praise God. Powerful, powerful. Again, we're talking with Godfrey Young, who's the author of The Heart of a Good Man, and he's been giving us some wisdom and insight. He has shared his testimony about how he lost his wife, I believe, to cancer, if I'm not mistaken. And
yes.
How he totally gave his life over to the Lord, and the Lord has ordained him, anointed him to give us some wisdom and insight, not only into our relationships with other people, but our relationships with him. And I love the fact that you talk about the church and not just plain church. I just love it. I love it because Pastor Anthony and I have a grassroots church, and we refuse to come up with gimmicks to get people into the church. So I just appreciate that chapter. Now, what is there anything, Godfrey, that we have not touched upon that you would like to highlight, that you would like to talk about, that you would like to share with our audience?
Well, what I would like to say is that Christians that are going to church today, we have to realize who are we serving, and we are serving God. It is time for all pastors, all evangelists, all bishops to speak the truth. They must tell the truth. The truth will set you free and the lie will destroy you. But men today in church are scared to speak the truth. And they must get in line with God. Because if you think about it, we have mega churches. And everything is going on in mega churches. All kind of ungodliness. Because man is not speaking the truth. People go to church just to go through their motion. But it's all about serving God.
We must be in line with God. And mega churches must realize that it's all about God and it's not all about man. If you go into churches, you'll see how people just give man more praises than God. But like I said, it's time for man to get in line with God and do what God called them to do. And if they don't get in line, God will use a woman. And I thank God for women that's doing the work of God. Because thank God for women. Because if it wasn't for the women, I don't know what we would do. Thank God that he's using women. And sometimes people have a problem that God is using women to carry the word. But thank be to God that he is using all women to get the message out there.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's just an exciting time. Do you have any upcoming did you launch your book? Did you have a book release function party? Are you having any upcoming book signings? Where will you be? Do you have anything coming up?
Yes, I will be in Dallas, Texas. I will be in Tampa. I will be in New York. So the date that my book promoter is getting all of that together. We travel a lot. A lot of books out, but I will keep in touch with you and let you know exactly the correct dates on that.
Okay, praise God. And we can find information on your website. His website is myspace.com/heartofagoodman. And Pastor Anthony, did you have any more questions?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that book tour. If you come to the New Jersey, New York area, I would love to meet you personally. No more questions, but pretty much a comment. One of the things that I was blessed by in the book, as he said, he speak to the powers that be. You know, he talked directly to the pastors, and this generation is looking at the leadership. And if the leaders are, out of the will of God, as he said, out of the out of line with God, then people who are looking upon the lives of the so-called men and women of God don't want what they see. And the heart of a good man can see right through another man. So when brothers come off the streets into the church, it got to be something of substance that they can hold on to, or they're going to go right back to the vomit that they came from. But one of the things I want to address is this culture that we're living in. The rap music videos. I was in our son's high school the other day, and a lot of things bothered me. Do you have any words for maybe some young people on the line, some teenagers or young adults? Are still in a party scene or at that time in life where they're trying to venture and explore. Do you have any words for the younger generation or those who are on their way to college or on their way to a career or a vocation?
Yes, Pastor. Number one, the older men must set the example for the younger men. And I would like to say to all young women and young men, love God, cherish God. No matter what you're going through in life, or no matter what you're facing in life, God will lead you, even in class or wherever you may be going. Just follow God. Put God first in your life. That's what it's all about. God is your Savior and not man. So young people, without God, you cannot make it. You must have God in your life to be successful.
Amen. 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 I so agree with that. That is just powerful. In the book, again, I'm going to let, we have one in the 11th grade. We have our oldest son in his last year of school, and we have a 30-year-old daughter as well. And this book, like I said, it crossed gender, age groups, and everything, and it's just a powerful book. So we highly recommend it on this broadcast. If you don't have it, again, Pastor Rebecca will share the information with you toward the end of this broadcast. But go out and support Brother Godfrey Young, because this book will bless you in a mighty way.
Amen. Praise God. This book will bless you. And I see there's some activity going on in the chat room. Does anyone in the chat room have a question for our guests? I see that they are commenting as we're speaking. I don't know if you're in the chat room or not, Godfrey, but they're commenting on some of the things that we're talking about. So people are being blessed by what we're talking about. But I'm hearing the gist of the message. The gist of the message is we have to love God. Man, woman, boy, girl, we have to really, really choose to love God for real, and stop playing. And stop playing. And they're talking about game, recognizing game. So many churches are not church. They're more business than church. And we have the blind leading the blind into the ditch. That's what to be enlightened is saying. And they're talking about the day of judgment and so many things that are coming upon us. But I believe that we as the people of God have to get serious about God. Not the things of God, but we have to get serious about God and know that God is God. He still is the great I am. So I think that it's right now is the time, especially with abortion. I'm amazed that in this book, The Heart of a Good Man, you talked about abortion. You talk about homosexuality. I read it through it really quickly. Now, do you deal with addictions at all, like addictive behaviors in your book?
Excuse me, Pastor, what was that you were saying again?
Do you deal with addictive behaviors at all in your book?
Yes, Pastor, I do. Even with the people have to realize that homosexual is a people say is a choice, but I believe that it is an ungodly spirit that enter into the body and take over the mind and the body. But people have to realize we have that spirit is flowing rapidly through and out the land. But we have to realize God created woman and he created man. And God is not a confused God. We as Christians must take a stand against that spirit. But for some reason, we have that spirit running rampantly up in the churches. But for some reason, man does not want to speak on that. They don't want to tell the truth about it. They make that spirit feel comfortable with no conviction. But it's time for men of God and women of God to speak on and against that spirit.
Right, because it's not a popular message. I mean, if you have someone that comes into your church and they're gay, they're obviously gay, and they're sitting up there with their gay partner, this is two more people in your church, and this is two more people who are bringing money into your church. And it's sad to say, but a lot of preachers will not confront that spirit or that issue even because they want those people in those seats, and they want the money that those people are bringing to the church, which goes back to what Keith M. was saying, that the church is more of a business today than anything else. And we have to get back to being the house of prayer. So, I like I said, I appreciate it. I believe that pastors and anybody, like you said, Godfrey, anybody in the ministry needs to come be called on the carpet and say, you know, you're going to be held accountable when it's time, the day of judgment, when it's time for you to stand before God, you'll be accountable for this blood. So, it's a powerful message, and I just want to go back because I know with women who are listening will say, you know, a woman might say, well, you know, that's all good and fine that, you know, I'm going to pray for my husband if he's not treating me right, but is there anything that I can say to my husband? Is there anything that I can say to him to help get him on the right track? I mean, he's just messing up all over the place. What can I say to him? And this is not my husband because I have a wonderful husband, but what can a woman say to her husband to get him back on the right track?
Number one, she must sit down and have a conversation with her husband and be real with her husband and tell him the truth, tell him how she feels. And then she must put it in God's hand because if she deals with a man with a wicked mind, nothing can be done, only God himself to fix that situation. Sometimes women think that they can talk to the husband and tell their husband this and think that everything's going to be okay. But if that man don't have God in his life, he's capable of anything. The mind of a wicked man is a dangerous man. And all I have to say to women is that they have to trust God, believe God, and put that man in God's hand. Because you cannot fix that situation or that problem yourself. Only God himself can fix it.
Amen. Amen. And there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of conversation going on in the chat room. They're still talking about the homosexuality in the church and how it's accepted. Because as you look at our society, Brother Godfrey, everywhere is accepted. I mean, even at our presidential candidates, most of them, and the vice presidential candidates, most of them endorse same-sex relationships, you know, and it's a shame because, you know, here we are as people of God who have to vote or who have the right to vote. I'm not going to say we have to vote, but we have to vote. And they're saying that homosexuality is accepted in society and now it's crept into the church. Now it's crept into the church. What can we do? What can we as people of God do in this particular area where homosexuality is concerned?
Well, what we need to do is take a stand.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost our guest. He'll be calling back in, but he's saying we need to take a stand, and I totally agree with him. Now, even as far as the election, I mentioned the election, and my stance is not popular because I say, you know what? I am voting my issues. I'm voting according to what God says, and people don't like it when I say that, you know, because of the history that's being made right now in this United States of America. But that's just where I stand. Brother Godfrey said we have to take a stand. Go ahead, Brother Godfrey, complete your...
We have to take a stand against that spirit. But we have to realize, do not look at the individual. Look at what's behind the man or the woman, because that ungodly spirit is inside of the man and the woman. But that spirit is looking out of the eyes of the man and the woman, and we must see that spirit, recognize that spirit, and deal with that spirit. But don't look at the individual. Look at the spirit behind that person, behind the man, and behind that woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's so powerful what he just said, because we know, and we discuss it on this program often, everything is spiritual. You know, even as Pastor Rebecca, you were just alluding to the, you know, these politicians, there's a spirit working behind all of them. And like you said, we got to rebuke that spirit. And that spirit is one thing that comes out in people's decisions and everything else. And I'm so glad that as we start to see this influx of homosexuality and, you know, stuff coming in our churches, I'm glad men like, you know, Brother Godfrey is being raised up to speak against these things, because they are destroying the church. God forbid the church don't speak against abortion and homosexuality. I mean, what else is there? So I thank God for his boldness to say, Pastor, address the issue. Not
yeah.
another jet, not another Bentley, but
yeah.
we need to deal with this. Who's on your front row? You know, who's putting the heaviest amount of money in your till every week? We need to address this thing. And we're not going to beat up on the church today because the book speaks for itself, but he just talks about so much. And that's why we're so excited about this book.
Yes. And it's not, you know, people talk about beating up on the church, and I understand that because there's a lot of that goes on. But we need to really look at God's church. We need to get righteously indignant. I believe that the question was asked, what happened to righteous indignation, where anything can go on in the church and we don't talk about it? We won't say anything about it. Ray Bolts came out of the closet. I heard somebody talk about that in the chat room. You know, we have Christians who are running for president. They call themselves Christians, but they're standing for abortion and they're standing for same-sex relationships. I mean, what the heck is going on? Somebody has to stand up and speak the truth. We have false prophets in our church that are fooling, deceiving hundreds of thousands of people, and then they're being found out, and all we have is a whisper. Somebody needs to turn over some tables. Somebody needs to shout and say, this is not going to be. My Father's house shall be a house of prayer. And that's why I love what I read in Brother Godfrey's book. I'm all the way in there. People can't stand me half the time because they say it doesn't take all of that. But when you've been through what I've been through, and when you've been through what you've been through, Pastor Anthony, and what you've been through, Brother Godfrey, even to the loss of your wife, that God opened your eyes at that particular point, then you know that it does take all of this. It does take all of that. It does take being indignant. It does take being bold enough to write a book like you've written when you wrote The Heart of a Good Man. Amen. It does take being bold enough to say something, to just say something. Speak out. For the Bible says that if we love God, we love what he loves, and we hate what he hates. I mean, that's in the Bible. So we just have to get it together as Christians. I'm not the church, the building, but the church, the people, have to get it together. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca. We have 9 minutes left. 9 minutes left. Again, Brother Godfrey has agreed to be, we set this up at the last minute. I want you to come back and let me know what you're doing. We're here on Tuesdays at 12, from 12 to 1. So when you have something coming up, just call us up and give us the news flash. Let us know what's coming up, okay?
Yes, I will, Pastor.
Amen. And we have Brother Godfrey with us, and we have been talking about the heart of a good man. And again, I want you to tell me again, a good man, what were those letters he loves? Tell me again what a good man does.
A good man is to love, cherish, honor, and respect all women.
All
because
women.
A woman is a queen and a diamond, and she's special in God's eyes.
And what exactly is the heart of a good man? That's a man, as Brother Godfrey says, who sold out to God, who loves God first, who loves the Lord. Amen. We just have to get there. So, Brother Godfrey, we have 8 minutes. Pastor Anthony and I have put you on the spot, and you were ready. You were ready to answer our questions. Is there anything else on your heart that you want to share with our listening audience?
I just pray that every man, every woman would purchase this book. This book would make a mega change in their life like never before. This book speaks the truth. The reason why I say the book speaks the truth, because God used me to write the book. God could have chose anyone to write the book, but he chose me. And I guarantee you, whoever ordered that book or purchased that book, their heart will be changed like never before. And life will never be the same.
Amen. And I have to give a testimony. Pastor Emily, can I do this?
Yes.
I have to give a testimony about what you've written in your book, the book that the Lord has allowed used you to write. We, Pastor Emily and I, had a disagreement. I know somebody almost fell off of their chair, right? Because people listen to us on this broadcast, and they know we have a wonderful, wonderful relationship. But we had a disagreement on this past week, and I had just finished reading your book, Brother Godfrey, and I gave it to Pastor Anthony, and I said, Pastor Anthony, we're going to interview this brother on the radio broadcast, so I need you to read the book. And he wanted to read the book. And after he read a few chapters of the book, he came to me, and he was all mushy, and he was like, I love my wife. You're so beautiful. You're more beautiful to me now than you were the day that I married you. And I said, what is going on with him? Because he does honor me, and he gives me compliments. But, I mean, he was just so mushy because that book convicted him. And that's what I'm saying, that God used you and your writing to get to the heart of a good man, because he's already a good man. And God used you to get to his heart. So the book is not just for reprobates and people who are outside of the will of God. The book is also for good men who are already in love with God, but some might be having some difficulties in some areas of your life. This is a candid conversation with a man of God who has been through some stuff with God, and that's why my husband was able to receive and respond to and react to the wisdom that he gleaned from your book. And it's a reminder to what you already know. You might say, well, I already know that. But you know what? That's why we read our Bible every single day. I pray that you're reading your Bible every single day, because we know it, but we need to remind ourselves of what we already know. So that's another reason to purchase Godfrey Young's book. Pastor Emily, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I'll send him the check in the mail. Brother Godfrey, I put those principles into practice right away. And they work. They work.
So women, go ahead and buy a copy of this book and put it on your coffee table. If we still, some houses don't even have coffee tables anymore, but we used to have tables with books and magazines. Put this book in your bathroom. I used to love to have books in the bathroom. Put this book on your nightstand. Put it on your husband's nightstand and let him read it. And for you women who are dating, buy a copy of this book and give it to that prospective husband, because if you're dating, he should be a prospective husband. Amen. So and for men out there who are looking for a wife, I say buy this book and read this book. Along with your Bible, because we know that our Bible is the primary source, but God gives us other anointed works to glean from. So I told Brother Godfrey, I said, I'm going to endorse your book because, and I had not even read it, I said, because I sensed that there's a special message that the Lord wants to get. And he talks about everything, homosexuality, adultery, drugs, the wicked man, how to treat a woman, how to love God. I mean, loving God, he just exhorts men to love on God. So on our page, on this Blog Talk Radio page, you can get click on the title of the book and go to Amazon.com. And we're endorsing this book, and we're asking you to buy it. Yes, we are. We don't ask for things often, but we're asking you for something today to endorse this, to buy this book, to read this book, and to buy this book for your sons, your husbands, your brothers, your nephews, yourselves. Read this book and then email Brother Godfrey. What is your email address?
heartofagoodman85@yahoo.com.
heartofagoodman85@yahoo.com. And I say God bless you to everybody in the chat room, to Keith M., to Mrs. Dana Neal, to Be Enlightened, to our guests, all of our guests who are in the chat room, and also to Jason from Atlanta. And, you know, we are here every Tuesday talking about the Lord, candid conversations with the pastors, and this is just in line with what we need to do. We need to stay real, get real, and stay real. Amen. And I thank you, Brother Godfrey, for being with us. Pastor Anthony, do you have anything else?
I just want to reiterate what you just said. You know, support this man of God. Anytime someone's stepping up to the plate and doing what he's doing, he needs encouragement. Because as he goes out here with this message, he needs some wind behind his back. So as you email him and send in your checks and money orders for this book, and as you meet him on his book tours, encourage his heart, because God has sent him to the nations to really speak truth to powers, and the truth shall set us all free. So, again, I enjoyed the book. I will revisit it. And, again, it's just an awesome, awesome book, and you won't be disappointed adding this book to your library.
Amen. And I keep calling you Brother Godfrey. What are you doing in the church?
What I do in the church, I just go and just serve God and praise him and give God the glory. That's what I do. I just meditate on God. I just say the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. You're there to give God the praise and the glory and the honor for the great things that he's done in your life, huh?
Yes. To be real.
Amen. My God, well, you keep on doing it, because I see great things. I see God doing some great things in you, with you, and through you. And the Spirit of the Lord is definitely upon you. You have a special anointing on your life. And I thank you. We thank you, Pastor Anthony, and I thank you for being obedient and writing this book. And we thank you for being with us here today on Power in the Word, Real Talk with the Pastors. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Pastor,
God bless you.
God bless you.
And did you have anything else, closing words that you wanted to say before you sign off?
Only thing I have to say is that whoever you are, whatever you may be going through, just be real for God and follow after God. Just do what God called you to do. And everything that God used me to do in this book and everything that's been written in this book, no glory belongs to man. All the glory belongs to God, and to God be the glory.
to God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, again, that was Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And we want to remind you of our women's conference coming up October the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. You can find out information at our website, nccmonline.org. And go to Brother Godfrey's website, myspace.com/heartofagoodman, and also amazon.com and authorhouse.com. God bless you. We love you. Pastor Anthony, closing words, 10 seconds. God bless you. We love you. Pastor Anthony does, he's speechless. We love you. God bless you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks for listening to Power in the Word. God bless. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. La 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 la